Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. We're taking on Monday and we're making Mondays great. It's what we do on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey. It's approaching 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big earthquake in Turkey, over 1,300 dead. We've got the Chinese balloon that was flying over the U.S. We'll pick that up in a little bit. But first, we have an important guest joining us right now, Dr. Stephen Piles. He's an MD, pain management, and he's a candidate for State House District 24. Doctor, welcome to the Bob Rose Show. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Look, I got to ask, here's a successful doctor. Clearly, I'm sure you've made a good living and all that, and you deserve every bit of it. Why do you want to go now and get tangled up in all this political stuff by running for District 24?
Well, it's certainly not for the money, I can tell you that. I've always felt that we don't have enough positions in our legislature. I mean, if you look at the way things are now, we have 160 legislators, 120 representatives, and 40 senators, and there are only two doctors in the legislature. Now, we have 25% of the legislators are attorneys. Another 15% are in insurance-related industries. So 40% of our entire legislative body are a combination of attorneys and insurance-related companies. So, and there's only two doctors in that group. In 1 year, there'll only be one doctor left. We need more doctors to address the issues that concern the citizens of our state, particularly education, the insurance industry, and of course, abortion and parental rights.
So would you be involved, possibly even write a bill that would maybe reform the way healthcare is done, at the state level? Look, we know Obamacare and all that was an absolute, utter mess, and we all knew it. And there's also pressure from the other side, these insurance companies. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been dealing with some medical stuff and family members. It's mess. It's far worse to me getting proper care in a hospital now than it was 30 years ago. Is there anything that could be done effectively?
There are so many things that could be done. You know, it's a very complicated issue, and something we have to deal with in this office almost every day, and certainly annually when Medicare recipients are looked at to buy new insurance policies. There's many people try to get them into these secondary Medicare plans called Medicare Advantage plans, and they'll change from one plan to another, and then they'll come to me for a follow-up visit and realize that they're no longer covered by me, and they have to go get somebody else. I have to cancel surgery that they've already had scheduled because they made a mistake and switched from one plan to another. So there's a period of 2 or 3 months every year where patients are virtually sold policies. I know this year, I'm a senior myself, my phone rang off the hook. I had texts, I had emails nonstop. And there's no place right now for a senior to go where they can get a fair assessment of the plan they've got relative to the plan they might be attempting to change to or thinking about changing to. So we need that sort of thing.
Yeah, they need an advocate, one that's not trying to sell them insurance, but an advocate that'll steer them to the plan that makes the most sense, right?
100%.
All right. And then I know you, like many other people, are starting to notice the homeless population seems like it continues to grow. Marion County is not immune. Several other, we see it on the streets here in the Gainesville area. And nationally, we know it's an issue. What would you suggest? What we know something needs to be done. Any suggestions that you would bring to Tallahassee?
Well, whether you're Republican or whether you're Democrat, we have to solve at least a part of the homeless situation that has to do with the folks that have true psychiatric disabilities. I'm talking about people that don't know who they are or where they are, and they're roaming our streets. Years ago we used to have what we called state hospitals where we took care of these people, and I guess the states one by one decided it was too expensive, and they just opened the doors and let everyone out on the streets. You have to be old enough to remember that that's what occurred, but that is what happened. And somehow we need to fix that particular part of the situation. The particular homeless group, you have the people that have drug addiction problems. You have the people that are just down on their luck, children and families. You have people that have these severe psychiatric problems. And, I think there's certainly a lot that needs to be done. There's a tremendous number of services. In Marion County, at any given time, there's 150 to 250 homeless people. We have 4 to 5 homeless camps that move about from one part of town to another. And there's lots of services. There's lots of homeless people. But getting the services and the people together seem to be problematic. So we need better coordination in that area.
I mean, it's frightening now if you have a loved one in a hospital setting. If you don't have a healthcare advocate looking out for you, good luck. And then you think about what state hospitals were like. There was a tremendous amount of abuse. I can't even imagine if they attempted to do something similar today. It would sound like it would be an absolute nightmare on many different levels. So,
it's still beyond my comprehension, though, that there isn't something we can do. What we see now is just not acceptable.
Totally, yeah, totally agree with that. What are some of your other priorities that you see that you think that you could make a difference in Tallahassee?
Well, certainly, I think my educational background helps me understand the abortion issues better than most, and I think I'm the only candidate that has multiple university degrees. I've certainly taken genetics and embryology and epidemiology and understand the nuances of the abortion situation. I'm pro-life. I don't believe in abortions. I understand when life takes place and how it takes place, but I also understand there are rare situations, I do mean rare situations, where an abortion might be necessary if the baby's not going to survive and the mother may not survive either unless something is done, what's called placenta previa, where the placenta separates from the uterus and the mother's bleeding and the baby's in jeopardy. It looks like neither one of them is going to make it if something isn't done. So there are rare situations. But I think my background and training puts me in a unique position to be able to understand the nuances of the abortion issue. And that's certainly going to come up because now, you can get an abortion up to 15 weeks. But by that time, the baby's heart's been beating for 2.5 months. So I think most of us would disagree with that situation. So the abortion issue will continue to be addressed in our state legislature.
I'd also like to see maybe more time, energy, and resources placed on streamlining effective adoption options. And that way, look, if you are not in a position to be able to raise a child, you can still bring it to full term, and there'll be a loving family waiting on the other end.
100% correct.
So we
can absolutely,
yeah, I'd love to see that be a little bit more of a focus instead of the sort of the fighting that we see now.
Those services are out there, but they need to be enhanced and more people need to be aware that they exist.
Yeah, I don't see anybody screaming on the streets, go adoption, but I see people, that seem like, they get very excited on the issue. Let me quickly ask you this last thing, Doctor. Homeowners insurance has been a nightmarish thing. Mm-hmm. They're attempting to deal with that in Tallahassee. They've made some inroads. Do you think you could be effective to help alleviate the pain we're feeling here?
Well, being a homeowner, absolutely. and you're right. Again, it's a insurance industry nightmare. There are landmines everywhere, and again, lots of nuances to that situation. The governor is certainly on top of it. It'll certainly stay before, before the House and the Senate, and it will be refined. One of the biggest problems is of course, the catastrophic effects from our recent hurricanes, and the insurance industries go broke, and then the insurance industries themselves have to have catastrophic insurance. You know, if they can't get catastrophic insurance themselves, then they can't provide insurance. So it's a big problem, and it'll continue to be a problem, but we're going to continue to work on it.
Dr. Stephen Piles, we appreciate your time on the air. We wish you luck. And quickly, what's the best way that people can find out more about your campaign?
Well, you can go to VotePiles, PYLES.com, and get information there. And just remember, we need another doctor in the House.
Sounds good.
That's fine.
Thank you, doctor. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, see what he did there. Yeah.
Dr. Stephen Piles, running for State House District 24 seat, the one that's vacant by Joe Harding stepping down. All right. We still have a lot more to talk about on the Bob Rose Show, including locally a gun violence crisis, also the Chinese balloon, and the recent earthquake in Turkey, among those topics. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.